I want to offer you a loving kindness meditation. I find that this particular meditation is extremely helpful in times of extraordinary emotional discomfort when I do not know what to do with my sorrow, my rage, my confusion. This is the practice that seems to help. And this is how you do it. The practice begins by connecting with your own state of mind. What are you feeling right now that is difficult for you to work with? You could be grieving, you could be angry, you could be any number of things. So just choose something that you are feeling right now that is not easy for you. You can do this practice sitting up, lying down. You can have your eyes open, eyes closed. The important thing is to begin with a sense of what is in your own heart. And see yourself in your mind's eye, someone who has worked very hard for happiness, to make a good life for herself and others, and who has had great wonderful successes and terrible unexpected failures, but still, here you are. You can soften toward yourself when you see how good-hearted you are. So connect with this feeling, let's say, of grief. Let's say that's what you're working with, but you substitute the word that works for you. Feel that. Feel it in your body, feel it in the air around you, however you feel it. And wish for yourself the following. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful, free from grief or other afflictive emotions. May I live with ease. Repeat these phrases to yourself in a way that feels natural. And if these words don't feel natural, substitute your own words. But otherwise, may I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful and free from painful emotions. May I live with ease. Now think of someone you love. Bring their sweet face to your mind's eye. It can be a partner, a child, a parent, a friend, a teacher, just someone who, when you think of them, your heart just blossoms open. It takes no effort. Could be your pet. And know that just like you, this being too has suffered or will suffer from the same kind of sorrow, grief, or other emotion that you are feeling right now. And you love them. You want them to feel relief from that. So while holding them in your heart, seeing them in your mind's eye, wish for them. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful and free from pain. May you live with ease. The next step is to bring to mind a stranger, meaning someone you can picture, but you don't have any feelings about them, positive or negative. Just maybe someone that lives in your building or that you see when you walk to work or that sits at a desk near you at school. Just someone who you kind of know them, but you don't have any feelings about them. But please realize that just like you and me and your loved one, this person too has or will struggle with the same feelings that you have now. They will have things to grieve and perhaps are grieving now, or whatever other emotion you may be working with. So no one gets a free pass from this. And you can find it in your heart to send loving kindness to this person. You don't even know them, but you can still feel for them. So for the stranger, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful and free from difficult emotions, free from pain. May you live with ease. The next step is to let this person go and bring to mind what is called the enemy. And it means what it sounds like. It means someone you don't like. Someone who has hurt you, angered you, or hurt others. Doesn't have to be the worst person you ever heard of, but it can be. Could be someone you know personally, someone in public life, someone from history, just someone who, when you think of them, you're like, no, 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 no. You don't like them. However, you can still send loving kindness to them without changing your mind about who they are. Because you can know this, just like you and me and your loved one and the stranger, this person, too, is simply trying to create happiness and safety for themselves, although they're going about it in ridiculous ways and worse. At bottom, we share that motivation. So without forgiving them, letting them off the hook, or liking them in any way, you can still wish for them. May you be happy. Try it. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful, free from afflictive emotions. May you live with ease. Now let this person go and realize that there is no being, past, present, or future, known to us, unknown to us, animal, human, insect, that will not experience pain and that will not be absolutely lost at some point. And we can find it in our hearts, because this is how big our hearts are, to wish for all beings the following. May all beings be happy. Feel the love in your heart extend out beyond what you can even imagine. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be peaceful, free from suffering. May all beings live with ease. To close loving kindness practice, stop practicing loving kindness and just sit quietly for a minute or two or longer if you like. Thank you for your practice.